Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Pam Scholes, and Pam is the vice president of our Cass County Master Gardeners. Good morning to you, Pam.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
Good. And, you know, a little rain, a little sunshine, things are going crazy.
Oh, my plants have just jumped up. I can't believe it.
And it's finally time. I mean, it's bath time.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So, of course, we're going to talk about gardens and gardening, but we're especially going to talk about the annual Master Gardeners plant sale. When and where, Pam?
It's this Saturday at the Cass County Extension Office, and as most of you know, it's on the fairgrounds. We're going to start at 8 o'clock, and we'll run till plants are gone.
Which, don't wait till noon.
No, you'll be too late.
Somehow people get excited about this, and I think there's a good reason for that, Pam. These plants are not from Missouri or somewhere else.
They're right from your backyard here in Atlantic and Griswold and surrounding areas, so they should do good in anybody's yard.
You bet. And most of them, I think, are some that have been growing for a while. These are not, we probably don't have many new experimental plants. These are
ones,
they're going to grow.
That's right. Somebody's had these in their yard probably for many years.
And we Master Gardeners try to give some information about, well, should I plant this in the shade or the wherever? Where should I put this?
Well, and to help everybody out, we're going to have labels on them. And we had them on there last year, and we got a lot of good response for it. So we're going to do it again this year, tell you where to plant them, what they look like when they're flowering, because, of course, nothing's really flowering yet. But that'll help a lot.
You bet. How tall they are. Yeah. So, you know, because there are some experienced gardeners who come to the plant sale, but there are other people just getting started.
That's right. And we welcome everyone.
You bet. And so you have a list of potential plants. I know people, Master Gardeners, have said, well, this is what we think we're going to have.
We have a long list, too. Some, we're going to have two or three different kinds of sedum. Hostas is a staple in everybody's garden. Of course, we're going to have lilies, daylilies, stella lilies, lily of the valley. Got a lot of lilies in the list. Lily of the valley is one that kind of spreads and has flowers in the spring. So
and shade.
It's a ground cover. Yeah. And it's a full shade, yeah. Then we've got some new ones on here. We've got straw flowers. I don't remember having those before. Mm-hmm. Or a plant called Golden Glow, which I'm not really familiar with, but that's a new
one.
We'll
find out more.
That's right. We've also got some chives and an old-fashioned one called comfrey that we're going to have.
And I just found out I've picked up a couple succulents that we don't often have, what I term houseplants, although succulents can be indoors.
Or outdoors.
Outdoors. And they're so popular, Pam.
They are, and they're really easy to care for. And they don't take a lot of water, so I think a lot of people like that feature of them.
And the designers are doing so many different things with the succulents. I've seen them in bridal bouquets.
Have you really? That's interesting.
Yes, and of course, all kinds of pots, indoors, out, and that sort of thing. So we'll have a few of those, not probably very many, but we'll have a few of those. So I know in the past, some people, and we better just say, I know you're going to be disappointed, we've had asparagus.
No asparagus this year.
No. and so don't plan on that at the Master Gardener sale. But now, with all the plants, and you'll have a time looking at all the plants, but there are a few other things for sale.
That's right. This year we're having, we've put out a Master Gardener cookbook, and it's something that you can use from your garden to the table. That's what the name of it is. And you can pick things out of your garden, and there's recipes in there of how to use them. And then we're going to have garden totems. So that's been kind of popular the last year or so. There are things that you make out of glass, and you can put them in your garden for decoration.
And I just said that to somebody yesterday, and they said, I mean, they just looked at me with this puzzled look. What is that? And, you know, I'm thinking everybody knows about it, but we have to remember that some people aren't gardeners.
That's right. And my husband says they're not totem poles.
Yes, that's right. But how else do you describe them? Because they are relatively tall and relatively thin.
I know, and I love them.
So, Pam, let's talk a little more about those. I know that you and Carolyn Hartman and Beth Johnson,
that's right,
got together and made a bunch.
We did. We made over 20 of them yesterday, and so we're kind of enthused about them. There's anywhere from a tall one to a short one. There's some that look like mushrooms, and there's some that look like totem poles.
What kind of colors? I mean, we're talking mostly about glassware.
That's glassware. There's a few that are, I want to say plastic, but they are breakable, so you will have to be a little cautious with them. But they're different colors. Some of them include plates which have designs on them. So some of them are red, blue. They're really a little bit of everything.
Whatever you'd like to put in your garden.
That's right.
And I think when they get out there, they catch a little sunlight sometimes.
That's
and
right.
There's a
couple of them that we even put glass beads inside of them, so they even have a little extra sparkle.
Are there any that could be a bird bath or a bird feeder?
There's one or two that maybe would be a bird bath for like...
One little bird.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to catch too much water because, of course, then you have mosquitoes.
That's true, yeah. So if people know what they are, they should be excited to say you have 20 of them?
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Gives a lot of people ideas, too, what they could do in their own backyard.
And I think sometimes people have a piece of glass where they go, you know, I really don't want to throw this away. It's lovely. But what do I do with it? Because I'm not using it for its main purpose.
Right. Well, and I'm sure there's one of the people at the booth that will give them instructions of how to make them themselves.
Hey, there you go, Pam. So that's a little of the kind of plus when you come to the plant sale is you can get some advice, get some questions answered.
That's right. There'll be a lot of master gardeners there that can help you out.
Yes. Now, when we talk about Cass County Master Gardeners, I think we need to just also, although you mentioned the plants come from all over Cass County, we even have some people from outside of Cass County who are members.
That's right. We have them from Anita to Avoca, and I'm from Griswold, and we come up here, and the group's from quite a ways.
Yeah.
We even have one down in the Clarinda area.
Yes, and he comes pretty regularly to help
sure.
in the meetings and so on. And then there's that kind of a pretty good-sized group down by Cumberland and Messina.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, saying that reminds me, we need to mention, and it will be in the news again, I'm sure, but we have some folks from that area that are going to the Iowa Master Gardeners meeting, I believe in Dubuque.
That, I think it is, over in eastern Iowa.
Because Cass County is getting an award.
That's right. The Outdoor Classroom over in Messina won an award through the Iowa Master Gardeners, and they'll be getting a presentation for that.
Okay, so that's pretty exciting stuff, actually. And those folks down in that area have done a lot of work.
They really worked hard on it.
And I think that brings up another point. I guess I'm sort of promoting Master Gardeners, but, you know, Master Gardeners at a group have projects like Saren's Garden and the community building. But Master Gardeners have lots of other projects they work on.
Everybody has some in their own community. We also helped with the downtown beautification. Of course, we have the garden at the fairgrounds, and there's a lot of little things around that Master Gardeners do that people just don't think about.
That's probably right. And I know that Kate Olson at Extension is hoping to have another Master Gardener class next. I think it's next year. They don't offer them in the same county.
Yeah, and I think they're going to do them in the fall now.
Yeah, so we'll be talking more about that. Okay, Pam, we'll come back and remind people about when and where, but there's also another topic that I want you to visit about a little bit, and that's a bus tour.
That's right. It's going to come up in June on the 19th, and we're going to Lincoln this year. We're going to see the botanical gardens there, the Arboretum. They have a park that's called the Sunken Gardens. It's a 1930s Depression-era park, and we're going to visit there along with the Rose Garden, and then we're going to visit the Dairy Store, which is a big ice cream place.
Yes. And one other, I think we're going to try and stop at the Backyard Farmer Garden.
That's right. You know, as most of you know, it's on the PBS channel, and it's a good program. On my channel, it's on Thursday nights, but it's a good one to catch.
Yeah, always they keep us up to date on what's happening here and across, well, mostly Nebraska, but, you know, that kind of blends over to us, too. So that's going to be pretty exciting. The 19th, and if people are interested, what do they need to do?
They can contact the local extension office. It's open to the public after, I don't believe I remember the date, but it will be open after the Master Gardeners sign up, and the public is invited to attend. We have a bus that holds 56 people, so we can take a lot.
You bet, and we've had that in the past, so that's great. Okay, plant sale. When and where?
It's this Saturday. It starts at 8 o'clock at the extension office on the fairgrounds. Come early and pick out your plants because they'll go fast.
You bet. Thanks so much, Pam, for coming in to visit with us. Pam Scholes, who's Vice President of the Cass County Master Gardeners. And until next time, President Thomas Jefferson said, "No occupation is so delightful to me as the culture of the earth, and no culture comparable to that of the garden."